Oh, I rolled over the cord.
Wait, I forgot to say this, Lauren. What's issues?
I thought when you said you rolled over the cord, you were going to get decapitated by it.
No, only if I dropped it out the window and then it like went behind Scott's car and he backed over it and then... Yeah.
Blood everywhere.
Everywhere. That would be the best mouthy broadcast ever. Hi, guys. This is Mouthy Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Lauren.
We're still alive, not decapitated.
Speaking of bloody, we're just a couple of broads with bleeding axe wounds.
It's true. It's true.
Ready to take on the world.
That's all my vagina does all the time is just bleed.
That's all I'm doing today, let me tell you. No, but actually, speaking of a bloody Christmas... And not the British kind either.
That segue, though.
Red Vein Haunted Christmas is about to start.
Oh, my God.
December 10th and 11th in Ashland, Virginia at Hanover Vegetable Farm.
I wish we could go. There's a slight chance I might be able to make it work. But, you know, I'm glad I was able to go to the haunt this year and not wait for the Krampus thing.
Yeah. There are also there's a Krampus walk. Oh, I guess that already happened. Never mind. Timey wimey.
Wibbly wobbly timey.
I'm not going to be there for that Krampus walk, so you know.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Because again, timey wimey. Hopefully, I have more to tell you about that next week. We'll see.
Yes. We can hear about your adventures.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas, though, like it's official that the Christmas season has started when people like forget how to drive and people start losing their ever loving goddamn minds. Like, this is my theory that the Christmas crazy has set in right around Thanksgiving every year. And like, you start seeing like people getting in, I feel like, way more accidents, just distracted on their, like on their phones while they're driving.
Just trying to look at those Amazon prices,
right?
An eBay bidding war.
Just generally, like, so there's two times a year I feel like people drive the worst: Christmas and spring. And spring is like a totally different thing. It's like you've been trapped up in your house all year and it's nice outside, you want to go out for a drive, people drive fast and like terribly. Christmas is like they drive slow and they will cut you off and make terrible decisions. On my way to work the other day, I witnessed an accident happening right in front of me just because somebody decided to run a yellow light. And I don't know. I didn't fully see what was happening because I think I was texting you about lasagna at the time. But I was stopped. Like, I was good, you know? Like, yeah. I was not trying to turn left on a yellow light when I didn't have the right of way. And
here,
all of a sudden I looked up and the cars are spun around and blocking the intersection. And fortunately there was a cop there like who had seen the entire thing. And he's like, oh, fucking great. He just whoop, whoop. And just,
here's my day.
Yeah. And then, so to make it just the icing on the cake, the guy behind me, as the wrecked cars are blocking the intersection and the cop is blocking the rest of the lane, the guy behind me starts getting pissed off when I don't turn left on the green light. Why I can't, because there's, do you see the glass and the broken cars right there? I can't go. I have to wait until the light turns green and I can go a different way.
Yeah.
And fortunately I had no problem cutting over into that lane because the lady next to me in the lane was on her phone for a good 30 seconds after the light turned green. I looked behind me, like way down the block, and I was like, oh, she's still sitting there. So, yeah, that when people start driving like this, Christmas has officially begun. And I'm just going to try to drive as little as possible until now and then. Scott got into a freaking road rage incident yesterday, like in our neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
And he was like, he just ran out to run an errand. And then he came back and like this lady was like tailgating him like and cut over into the shoulder to try to get around him. And he cut over because he was turning into the neighborhood. And she like chased him down and they got out of the car and like yelled at each other. And I was like, you probably shouldn't have done that. Well, then he drove around and took several wrong turns so that
she didn't know where he was going. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I was like, don't do that.
Did they get out of the cars at your house, or
no,
did he purposely pull out at a different place?
He purposely pulled into a different street and fought with somebody in a different part of the neighborhood.
Oh my god. That's scary.
Yeah, because she sounded insane. She's like, I wasn't on your ass. I didn't do it. Why did you cut me off? And he's like, because I needed to turn, bitch. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
People are losing their fucking minds. So I'm just going to stay at home as much as possible and order things online for shopping. I'll support the evil Amazon empire.
Same, girl. Same. As long as we can get this supply chain thing working.
Shit.
Boy. Oh, boy. Let's COVID not bring Christmas. It up. I almost wouldn't mind another COVID Christmas. Like, let's just stay home and I'll make my own food and I won't see anybody. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let my mom hear me say that. She'll be heartbroken.
Don't worry. I'll edit that back. I'll edit that out.
Yeah, edit that out. Yeah. It's cool. My mom won't listen.
So, listen, we talked about this. I think it was it this year? Was it last year? I don't know. It was a long ass time ago. For Lent, you gave up some of your games. You deleted some of your games off your phone.
Yeah. Well, that didn't last. But yeah.
I'm sure. But listen, I have finally had it with fucking Gardenscapes.
You've been playing Gardenscapes for at least 5 years.
Oh, at least. I was still dating Ben when I was started playing it. It's the stupidest fucking thing. I'm a 78-year-old woman at heart. I was playing the Gordon Ramsay Diner Dash, and it was like, oh, if you play Gardenscapes and do the free trial, then we'll give you all these coins so you can get Gordon Ramsay Diner Dash points. And I was like, okay, I'll do that because I don't want to pay any money. I have a coupon. So I've started playing Gardenscapes, and I have not stopped playing it ever since. Like, it's literally been at least 5 or 6 years. I'm on level like 8,500 something. It's just ridiculous. And I feel like they have been purposely making it not more difficult, but just annoying. Like, it's like they're just like, you know what? You're doing too good. Let's intentionally make it so that you cannot win for days and days and days unless you use points or use these things that you have to buy. Like, use your boosters and use this.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be sitting there playing and I'm like, okay, I'm good. Like, I can beat this if I just do this. No. No. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, Austin. I'm breaking up with you, Austin. You creepy butler motherfucker.
He is pretty creepy. That Austin's pretty creepy.
I'm so tired of the storyline. I'm tired of all the goddamn events. Like, I have to wait for 2 minutes to watch all the animations when I open the fucking game. I'm not even talking to my anime girlfriend anymore. I'm breaking up with her.
You need to break up with Gardenscapes and then just go back to your anime girlfriend. You'll feel much better.
I don't know. It's kind of boring. It's gotten boring. Like, her titties don't even bounce.
Oh.
I don't have the bouncing titty
outfits.
That's
so sad.
Right?
You got to get those better outfits.
I don't want to pay money for it.
So I did give up on Candy Crush because Candy Crush was always such a time suck for me. And mm-hmm. I like, it's funny because like I'll give up on Candy Crush for a couple of years and then I go back to it.
It's like a bad ex.
It's really bad. Oh yeah. Just keeps showing back up. And I just, it's like I long for that bad dick, even though I know it's bad for me. I know it'll get me. I know it knows my spots and it'll hit me in the right place.
Right. And then Candy Crush gaslights you, and you're just like, why did I do this?
And I'm like, all right. Yeah, why did I do this? Why did I do it to myself? I knew this was going to happen. No, but Matt got us like an Apple Music family subscription, which also includes Apple Arcade. So I have a couple apps on my phone now. I have Solitaire Stories and I have Tetris Beat. I don't like Tetris Beat. It's dumb. But sometimes
I've been looking for a Tetris game. So that's disappointing.
It's disappointing. The regular marathon mode's fine. But the Tetris Beat is like they have three different modes of play. You get more points for dropping your pieces on the beat to the music of whatever song is playing.
Oh, it's like Tetris DDR. Like, you have to get it at the right time.
Yes, yes.
Wow, and, I don't like it.
I'm like a daily achievements person kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I go on there and I try to get the daily achievements. And like I said, I don't like the game, but I play it because it's something that I can have on my phone that if I'm watching a TV show that I'm still feeling like I'm feeling like I'm not quite sitting still and invested in, I will like play something.
Like if you're watching reality TV, because you don't need to watch reality TV constantly.
Right. You don't need to pay that close attention to it. You can play Tetris and yeah, but I can't do the beat mode when I'm watching a show because I have to have it on silent.
Yes.
So which they have flashing lights too. So I guess I could get it in the drop of the flashing lights, but I'd rather just do the regular marathon mode. And it's fine. It's okay. I don't like, but the other thing I've been playing is Solitaire Stories, which is just normal solitaire, but then they put these stories in between it. And again, it's like, I've got to sit through this animation to play frickin' solitaire. But if you don't do the stories, you don't get those daily achievements. And that's really, that's the gratification I want.
Yes.
It's so weird.
No, I totally get it. That's the only reason I'm still playing the Tamagotchi, but with titties.
Yeah.
Like you can give them personalities and you can like level up their different personality traits. And I kind of want to get them to a certain point and then I'll just stop playing it. Like, and I'm getting all those like dumb achievements. Like if you talk to other girlfriends 5 times a day, then you get a ticket or whatever. I did discover a new game and I really love it. It's kind of, it kind of satisfies the same part of my brain that Gardenscapes did, but without the shitty storyline. There's kind of a little storyline, but it's really cute. The animation is not creepy either. It's called Two Dots.
I've played that one before.
I fucking love this game.
I liked it a lot. I had to quit it.
Was it taking up too much time?
Yeah. It became Candy Crush for me. I loved it. I really did. I liked the I liked the little storyline. Because it wasn't too much animation in between stuff.
That it doesn't kill your battery. Gardenscapes, if I play it for 5 minutes, it takes 10% of my battery life. Mm. I played this it's been a really good one for me when I wake up with my existential dread at like 2:30, 3 in the morning. I can play that and it's like it's not as annoying. It's nice and soothing. Like the colors are very soft and they've got like, there's other mini games like the scavenger hunt and like, it's like a Where's
Waldo. I might need
Waldo.
To go back to that one. I might need to get rid of my Tetris.
I'm sorry to get you hooked again, but
it was a good, I remember really liking it. I really liked Two Dots and I had to get rid of it because I was too into it.
I can see that. Like I was playing it after Thanksgiving. Like I was the whole family sitting around and I'm like, Dots.
And I used it to, I used it to wean myself off of Candy Crush. Like I was like, I won't play Candy Crush, but I'll play this. And then it was the same thing. And I was like, stop. Yeah.
I said to Scott yesterday, like, I don't know what it is about this game that I think satisfies a different, like it satisfies my brain a little bit more than the match three type of things. And I was like, what is it? Like, why do I want to like make these connections between dots and whatever? And he's like, ADHD? And I was like, oh yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's more satisfying to make a little box.
Yes. Yes. And then try to like get the pieces, like make a little maze or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
God damn it. just going to start playing it right now while we talk.
God, no, no, we have a show to do. We got a half hour left. And we can do it.
I also have been doing Duolingo, which basically becomes a game at some point because you're like, I got to beat everybody else on the scoreboard. I got to get some points. So it's tricking myself into learning.
Well, that's a good thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm basically just learning Spanish, but I've been like dabbling in Japanese and I'm probably going to try Klingon just for funsies.
Mm-hmm.
I went ahead and like, I paid for the subscription. It's worth every goddamn penny.
Really?
Worth every fucking penny. Because I don't have to worry about like making too many mistakes. And now like, I'm not going to, like you said, daily achievement type of person. Like I have a streak of like 505 days or something like that. I've been playing
every
day. So like there were so many days that like I would wait until like 11:30 at night and I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to do my lesson for the day. So I would do my lesson and then I would make too many mistakes. And then I'm like, fuck, like I'm going to break my streak. I have to trick the game into giving me like a lesson for the day or something.
Yeah.
So now I don't worry about it. Like I can just like go in there and actually like learn shit instead of worrying about just keeping
your
streak going.
Yeah.
So, like it's actually kind of rewarding for a game. Like,
yeah.
I'm learning shit.
Are you getting to practice? Are you getting to practice Spanish with anyone?
Not really yet. Scott finally picked it up. And so he's like several lessons. He's like a whole section behind me. So, and then Haley was doing Spanish, but then she went more into Japanese because I guess they want to take a trip to Japan.
Oh, wow.
She's like, I really want to learn some stuff before we go. And, you know, I need to focus on that. So, yeah, I kind of want to learn something stupid. Like, I just want to learn like Irish, which I'll never use.
Right.
But why the fuck not?
But it's interesting. It's still linguistically interesting. You'll still enjoy it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's taking up whatever free time I have. I'm still like not even watching Discovery. I'm still like a season behind on Discovery, Star Trek Discovery. Like what?
Yeah, me too.
What am I doing?
Discovery's good too. The last season I was watching, I really liked it. I don't know why we just stopped watching it.
Yeah,
there's something, and like Matt and I both say, we're like, we like it. Why didn't we finish it? We don't know.
Exactly.
We've been watching, and now our new show is Succession, which is an HBO show. It's like the it's about this media mogul. Who's like getting ready to retire, basically like a Rupert Murdoch type figure. Mm-hmm. And his kids are all fighting over who's going to take control of the business once he finally steps down and or dies.
Interesting. we've been watching Atlanta. I think we're almost caught up.
Atlanta.
I think a third season is about to come out.
I hope so. I hope so. Cause it's really good.
I don't know why the first time I tried to watch it years ago when it was like current, like when season two was current, I tried to catch up and it just didn't grab me for some reason. And I don't know why, but like this time we put it on and like we were hooked like instantly. And I really appreciate that it's a lot more surreal in a lot of places.
Yes.
Like, where there was like a black Justin Bieber. It was like one of the most hilarious fucking things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant social commentary.
Yes. Yeah, it really is.
God, it's just so fucking good. I highly recommend if you've been sleeping on that show, like give it a try.
Did you make it to the party episode yet?
I'm sure the Juneteenth party.
Yes. That one was good.
Yeah, I remember talking to, I think, Justin about that when I was like, that was one of the best episodes of television I've ever fucking seen. I mean, just the whole show is so good. We're I don't want to talk about too much detail because I don't, you know, spoilers and stuff. Mm-hmm. But when dude goes to pick up the piano at the house.
Yes.
We just watched that one and I'm like, okay, I'm scared now and I can't sleep.
Yeah.
I think it's on Hulu. I think we've been watching it on Hulu. So.
Yeah, I feel like I watched it on Hulu when I watched it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully a new season's coming out. I feel like I read that someplace, but you know, the internet lies about shit. And with COVID and everything, like who knows if it got delayed a year or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah, man, we really fucking shot our wads on this show.
I heard you've been forgetful lately.
I did. I forget a lot of things. Let me tell you, one day I'm sitting at work and I'm just kind of sitting here like this, like just kind of scratching my ear. Like, man, it cut my ear kind of itches. This is weird. Like, do I have like an allergic reaction or something? And then that's when I realized that I don't know how often I've been neglecting to wash the inside of my ears. Cause they were like crusty on the inside of my ears. And I was like, did nobody notice that my ears had like, you know, a rind on them that needs to be peeled off?
That's on you. Like, is Scott doing a lot of playing with your ears or something?
No.
Well, then that's on you.
I mean, but we said
you got to notice
other.
It yourself. But is he like nuzzling your face and sticking his face up in your ear? Oh, well, then he should have said something.
Maybe he jizzed in my ear in my sleep or something and I didn't notice. I don't know, but it was so gross. I was like, what the fuck? And here comes my cat to just intrude. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, and I know I've done that, like, with, like, I don't know, like, weird, not anything gross. Like, I'm going to wash my armpits. I'm going to wash my butt every day.
Right.
Like, but, like, so, the backs of your elbows or something, like, when your elbows get crusty.
Well,
I'm like, oh,
it's,
I forgot to
it's
play.
Hard to get every spot on your back, you know?
Like, yeah.
I mean, runoff, you know, like I let the water get it, but like, is it really getting clean? I don't know.
No, like the worst is like that lower back part that you can't reach and it like you need to exfoliate it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because when you can finally reach it, it's like, oh, that feels so good. Let me scrub.
I had issues. Now you'll remember this. Newer listeners won't know, but 5 or 6 years ago, I had surgery on my foot. And I wasn't allowed to put any weight on my foot for a very long time. So instead of taking showers, I was taking baths. But especially for the first, I think, 3 weeks, I had a cast on it. So I wasn't even allowed to get my foot wet. So
God.
I had to lay in the bathtub with my back to the water because it was the only way I could get in. And like that was the only way I could wash my hair, was like having my back to the faucet and leaning under and, you know, leaning under the water and then having my foot straight up in the air. And the way I washed myself was kind of weird because I didn't fully submerge in the tub. I just like let the faucet run and would, you know, like wash. And it was very difficult and awkward. And one of the problems I had, and I didn't notice it until a few weeks in, was washing my belly button. Because when you stand in the shower and you suds up and you rinse off, your belly button, you know, gets somewhat clean. Well, if you're bathing, like the water just sits in it. If you don't make the specific attention to, you know, clean it out. Yeah, and my like belly button ended up smelling. In. Yeah. Well, and that's what happened. My belly button was itchy. And I was like, ew, there's like crud. And then my hand smelled from like scratching my belly button.
Oh, God. What's the character's name from SNL where she would like
Mary Catherine Gallagher?
Yeah.
Yes.
God, we're nasty.
Yeah. This That's is the like, true thing.
This is like Foul Bachelorette Frog.
That's right.
Do you remember that? God, that
yes.
That meme was us.
Yeah. Yeah, really we were absolutely that. Yeah.
I'm just dating. I'm living with somebody now, so I'm not a bachelorette anymore.
Same. But yeah, too, but still pretty gross and filthy. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's like the core of the show is bras being filthy in various ways.
So in my ears, I do have some issues with my ears, like with the, I don't know, the way my tubes are or whatever. So I do clean out with peroxide and Q-tips, but you're not supposed to put the Q-tip in your ear, but I clean like the outer ear with
them. But
it
feels so good.
It does. It does. Yeah. Sometimes I do it.
I just try to be careful. And
But you do have to do the outer part with those Q-tips. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just, if I stay on top of it with a soapy washcloth and make sure I rinse it, it's fine.
Then you're fine.
One time, listen, I tried to be cheap and get like Dollar Tree Q-tips. And one time,
did the cotton come off of the stick?
It didn't even fucking have cotton on it. I was jammed my fucking eardrum out. I wasn't looking because I was tired. I was like, just wow, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Don't try to save that $2 on Q-tips.
Yeah, buy Johnson Q-tips.
Get the name brand ones. I've even gotten store brand ones that are better than Dollar Tree. Just don't. You're worth it. You're worth the extra money.
Yeah. Your ears, your ear holes, they're worth it. Because if you didn't have ear holes, how would you hear our voices?
Exactly.
Treat them well.
I saw this as a topic recently on Facebook. Like, what is something that you always buy the name brand? Like, because everybody picks some stuff that's store brand and some stuff that's Bobo, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I learned Q-tips. Number one was one of the things I said. Charmin toilet paper. I'll occasionally go to other things if it's not available, but.
Yeah, like last year when there was no toilet paper, I was getting whatever I could get.
Yes.
I was just telling a story about how the first time I found toilet paper in the store when I had run out in the pandemic was it was scented toilet paper.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I felt weird about it. But then the next round we were able to find some more normal toilet paper. Yeah. Well, 'cause I especially remember like growing up, you know, the scented pads and tampons. I was always told not to use them because they were more likely to cause an infection.
I can definitely see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't know if that's true or not. But I was always told, oh no, don't use those. Yeah. So,
it's
then when
necessary.
So, but then for the toilet paper, I was afraid, like, is this toilet paper going to like infect my butthole with its scentedness? Like, is the perfume going to irritate me? That's what it was. It's like, it's got perfume in it. Is this going to irritate me?
I mean, that is one of the things that like I always buy a specific brand of laundry soap.
Mm-hmm.
That's the free and clear, because every once in a while I'll divert from my normal ones. And then I end up with like hives and I have to go on steroids and like, so yeah, that's 100% like buy this brand. Only this one, because I will have an allergic reaction. I might have been in the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
Afford it. Can't afford that shit.
I went and got a physical last week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I've been getting physicals every year. What was that?
Getting checked under the hood.
Not that kind of physical. No. my fucking cholesterol's high again. What the fuck?
No. Oh no, we're getting old. Now,
this was before Thanksgiving, so I was eating very well leading up to my shit.
You might need to go like Lipitor or some shit.
Well, they said it's not that high, so like high is anything over 200, and I'm at 209. And they said that, you know, like my HDL and triglycerides are good. It's my LDL, which is the bad cholesterol that's too high. That one should be under 100, and it's at like 139 or something.
My cat just jumped on me and clawed my legs.
That looked painful.
Yes, it very much
was. I saw your face.
Yeah, so I'm sure your cholesterol is like just perfect now. After
I'm sure it's great after Thanksgiving. Well, the only thing that I eat that's like going to be bad for me is cheese. I eat a lot of cheese.
Yeah. Cheese is fucking good.
Yeah. I don't know that I can give up the cheese. I don't know how to do it.
I have not been able to go to a physical in years because I ghosted my doctor. Oh, and I've been just going to my OBGYN for like the normal stuff that I need. And so I waited too long. And in a COVID society, doctors are not taking new patients.
Jeez.
And I don't want to go back to the other guy. So I made an appointment for the doctor I've been wanting to go to for like years now. She didn't have an appointment available for new patients until June of next year. I made the appointment in, I believe, September. So,
oh my gosh.
It's a long wait.
Yeah.
It's a long fucking wait. And I probably could have gotten somebody a little bit sooner, but
like, you wanted that one.
She was very highly recommended by several people, and like Haley had seen her and she was like, "Oh yeah, she's really good." And you know, so I'm like, "Well, I guess I'm just going to wait." I'm just fucking wait. And I was going to like I was going to put it off again. I was like, "Man, I just need to do it." Like even if I end up like getting in sooner somehow, at least I have the appointment.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Oh God. Healthcare
I was trying to get fucked up. I was trying to get stuff taken care of before the end of the year because I met my deductible from all the mammograms and MRIs I had to have. So I was trying to get in everything I could. But I don't know what else I need done. I should try to like schedule LASIK or something for December 30th. See how that goes.
Right. Just see whatever else you can like get laser hair removal and see if they'll cover that.
I do have to get another mammogram.
Get that other foot done.
Ugh, I'm never doing that again, ever. No more. But I did go to the foot doctor to get new orthotics, which I had asked for after the surgery, and he was like, "No, wait till you get the screw taken out." And I've never gotten the screw out. And I told him, I was like, "Well, I'm going to have to be immobile for like 2 to 4 weeks if I get the screw out."
So you're just walking around and with a fucking screw in your foot? Like
it's in the bones
or some shit?
No, you don't see it. It's inside. It's in the bones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to like be able to put like an electrode on your foot and see if it kind of like.
Yeah, he had said, you know, "Oh yeah, we'll get the screw out at this time," when, you know, when we did it, but, or when he did it, but then like it never, you know, at one point, like I told him, like, "I don't know how well this healed." And he's like, "Well, I think if we take the screw out, you'll feel better." And I'm like, "But how would I?" But he was like talking about it like it would be like a quick thing. And then when I went to like talk to him about getting the screw removed, it was going to be like, "Yeah, we've got to schedule surgery. We got to put you under." And I was like,
"No, thanks."
I was like, "Oh, I guess you would to pull something out of my bone, huh?"
Yeah. And then you're going to have to heal again. And that doesn't sound like fun at all. And
not anything I want to do.
Fucking
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So the screw staying in my foot.
Yeah. So like if you go through airport security, does it like trigger it?
It never has. No.
Wow.
When I got the MRI, I was worried because now the MRI was just being done up here on my chest. But they asked me when they were scheduling it, "Do you have any implants?" And I thought they meant breast implants. I'm like, "No." And then I realized, like, then I was like reading the instructions as it got closer to the time. And I was like, "Oh shit, they meant like anything. And I have a screw in my foot." So then I had to like call and tell them like, "I have a screw in my foot. Is this a problem?" They're like, "It'll be fine." Cause I was only in there like chest up.
Right,
so it really didn't matter.
It's not like the magnet is going to pull it through your bones out your boob.
From my foot.
Yeah. Just travel all the way up your body
and just pop out a boob. Yeah. It'll just come right out the nipple, like, boop. God, ow, that would be awful. That would be horrific and painful. Why'd we go there?
I don't know, because we're running out of things to talk about and it's, we're trying to stretch. God damn.
So by the time everybody hears this, I'm already going to be back from my trip. So I hope I have a great adventure to talk about.
I hope you have had a great adventure in the past.
Yes. But I'm going to be going to Nashville, Tennessee for a long weekend to celebrate being 40. Nice. Is what my cousin and I are going. We're telling ourselves that it's a 40th, you know, celebration trip, even though a week after we get back, she'll be 41. But it's still to celebrate us being 40. Enough. Yeah.
You know, sure. What? It's 2021. We got to make adjustments.
That's right.
To our expectations for when we hold events.
So I've never been there. It's supposedly going to be really cold. I don't own any cowboy boots, so I don't know what I'm going to be wearing on my feet. I feel like I should probably go shopping for some clothes to wear, but I have no time to go shopping.
You're going to be fine.
I still haven't unpacked my suitcase from our trip to Florida. So I got to figure that out. I haven't done laundry either. I have not done laundry since we got back. It's been almost a month now.
It sounds like you have some chores to do and we should probably wrap up.
I have a lot of things to do.
Yes.
But I don't know. I was going to ask for suggestions of where to go in Nashville, but I guess I should have asked that in the first show that we recorded.
Just ask on Twitter.
Well, Patreons will hear this today.
All three people.
Anybody who's ever been to Nashville, tell me what to do. I'm excited to go to the Johnny Cash Museum. I want to see that. And mostly I'm just excited to walk around and see live music. I just looked up some random YouTube videos of like what happens in Nashville on a daily basis. Well, funny you say that, because apparently Nashville is the number one bachelorette party destination in the country. Yep.
Why?
I don't know.
Like the guys at the strip clubs have big dicks and that's.
I don't know. I don't even know. I didn't even see anything about there being strip clubs there.
I can't imagine that.
At all.
It's weird. That's fucking weird.
They were just saying it's the number one bachelorette destination.
I mean, I don't expect you to actually know the answer to my dumb questions. I'm just saying it. I do have a friend who lives in Nashville, so I'll ask her if she has any good suggestions for you. So I do have, and I have chores too.
Oh,
are we done yet?
Oh, we can be done. Actually, you know what? That's a lie. I don't know where I heard that. I heard it in some YouTube video, but I just Googled number one bachelorette party destination and Las Vegas is number one.
Of course it is.
Oh, Nashville is number two.
It's the shit one.
Boots and bling before the ring. When it comes to fun destinations for a bachelorette party, Nashville has got it all. Between the great bar scene, live music galore, and fantastic food, it's no wonder that Nashville won second place in our study for top bachelorette destinations.
I guess.
But I don't see anything about strip clubs.
I would imagine that what it is like everybody in the Midwest just goes there. You know, like Las Vegas is if like anyone can go to Las Vegas, East Coast, West Coast. Who's going to just go out of their way to go to Nashville? I don't know. I'm just offending people now.
There is a Coyote Ugly bar there. But I'm pretty sure that they're in you know, a lot of places.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. They're everywhere. Broads are everywhere. Oh my God. I'm so tired of talking.
Are we fucking done yet? Is this thing over?
This is fucking dunner than my turkey.
You know what else though, guys? How about you call us sometime?
Yeah. You know what? You can call us and you leave us a voicemail. It's 757-541-CUNT. Yes. Just say dumb shit. Tell us where to go in Nashville. Tell us why you would want to go to where you'd want to go for a bachelorette party. I don't know.
Hey, where do you want to go for your bachelorette party?
I want to go back to bed. That's where I want to go. So we are Mouthy Broadcast. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Patreon at Mouthy Broadcast. Our new website, legionofstupid.com. We're on Anchor FM. It's great. 757-541-CUNT. We'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Howdy do. That's how I'm going to talk when I'm in Nashville.
You have to.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Ride a cowboy.
Reverse cowgirl.
Woohoo! Ooh!
Ooh! Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.